Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You have just tuned into Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender and letting go in order to let new and better things come into your life. Learn the true meaning of surrender. Get ready. Here is Brittany showing you how to lose to gain it all.
Hey everyone, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's good to see and hear you all. I am excited for today because today is a holiday. Happy Veterans Day. Thanks to all of our veterans that are listening here and abroad. Thank you for your service. And keep on doing what you do and keeping the faith. Thank you. So the topic of today's show is, I don't know. And I came to this topic because literally I didn't know. Up until yesterday, I had no idea what I was going to talk about. I had 2 weeks to formulate some ideas, but nothing was coming. So when we last spoke, my last show was about pain, existential pain. Everybody hurts, so please check that out. This is somewhat of a continuation of that. I went through a lot of pain. I started to process a lot of pain. I used a lot of the steps that we've talked about in the past with RAIN. And I still felt stuck. I still feel stuck. I feel as if I'm in this netherworld. It's not like hurry up, Christmas, come on, which by the way it is. I can't believe 2020 is almost over. But I just don't know. And I can't seem to get out of this place of not knowing. And maybe that's okay that we just don't know. And part of it is that I'm a planner and we know how planning works. You make plan, God laughs, or insert deity if you so desire. And I just can't figure out what to do next. It's truly another act of surrender. I have to let go of the need to have an idea of things being fixed, of having a definite plan forward. There are many different streams of change in my life. And as you know, around here, we talk a lot about change and accepting change and living and breathing through change. I've done a lot of breathing. I've sat in the present moment. And I think now I'm firmly in the stillness. And those are the three steps that we've talked about on how to get through surrender. And now, real time, let's see if I can actually take my own advice. And today we'll just explore the discomfort of not knowing. And then also in our last show, we talked about those icky, gooey places where the pain resides in our bodies and in our minds. And I think I'm in a dark hole of a place of something that hurts. I've also been doing a lot of crying. I'm going to start journaling. I've done a mindfulness retreat where a lot of those stuck emotions started to come up and rise. And I was okay with that. It was somewhat uncomfortable, but I was able to sit with it and I felt better. Dealing with a family member who has got a new illness and being a caretaker, that's been taking a toll on me much more than I realized. And it's causing me to slow down. And I think that's part of the I don't know, because I don't like slowing down. If you know anything about me, I am a busy bee. I am constantly in motion. My daughter looks at me at times and she's like, what are you doing? Because I'm either trying to feed the dog, wipe down counters, and tell her what chore I need to do next, her to do next. And that's a challenge. I just do too much. And I don't like not doing. And that busyness helps us to cloud over what we don't know. And that's hard. So I'm going to sit with that for a second. It's just maybe breathing into the I don't know. And if you're feeling something similar, put your hand on your heart chakra. I'll put my hand on my belly and I'm just going to breathe into I don't know. If you did that with me, I'm hoping you're feeling in a similar way, that I'm feeling a lot more settled. I'm feeling a lot more relaxed. I could feel and still feel this tension coming up, rising up, where I feel so stuck in that I don't know. It's just this hill. I am also looking out my window where there is a hill and there are two kids playing and jumping into leaves. And I just feel like I'm just stuck underneath a fall tree, a maple tree, and it's just letting the leaves just drop on me. And I'm just going to hide and burrow underneath those leaves because I don't know. It's starting to feel a little peanuts around here, making me think about Charlie Brown and Linus and Snoopy. But I just feel like I don't know how to get past this thing. And I think for a lot of folks, it's a struggle when you don't know how to navigate, how to express what you're feeling. There are lots of feelings in that icky, gooey place that have some defined emotions. I think largely it's fear. There's a lot of fear in the unknown for me and what's next for me on my journey. And you guys are following along, so you'll follow and know in real time what's going on with me. Also, there's some anger. There's some anger about the changes that are happening in my life, the things that possibly look not so great, but there's actually some sort of gem and jewel that I can glean from the experience that is probably going to make me grow. I've had a lot of experience like all of you where I didn't like any of it. And I'm not liking any of this. And I have to keep working because on the other side of it, on the other side of this door, it's probably going to be something really great, but I'm just kicking and screaming to get there. And as a part of surrender and letting go, it's always different each time. I feel as now the tail part of 2020 is mirroring my 2016, which we all know my life exploded. But that was like so dramatic, where this is more, not a whimper, but it's right beneath the surface that there's a lot that's going to change. And I have better and more skills that I've learned in the past 4 years to get me through a lot of this change. But it's the retelling of lessons or the recoming of lessons. So it will be interesting to see how we get through this. And on the other side of the break, we'll talk about control. I've been hearing Janet Jackson's song Control in my head. And one of the great songs from my youth. And we always want to control everything. And that's what I'm going through. And I realize that I'm not letting go because, again, I'm trying to control everything in my life. So stay tuned. We're talking about not knowing. Title of the episode is I Don't Know. on the other side of the break, we'll talk about why I'm holding on to control and why control is holding on to me. Stay tuned. You're here with Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number two, gocoaching.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Ever wonder why you want to go to the gym more, for example, but you just can't make it happen? You find yourself rearranging your underwear drawer instead of getting in the car. If this sounds like you, you might have caught a case of the shoulds. Maybe you think you should lose 20 pounds to fit back into your favorite pair of jeans, or that you should be healthier in general. It all sounds good, but deep down you just aren't into it. Truth is, making choices from shoulds just leads to guilt, resentment, and a whole lot of procrastination. So take a good look at your goals. Are you shoulding yourself anywhere? If so, give yourself permission to let it go. For more insights like this, tune into my Transformation Talk Radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to support you.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Brittany Miles with Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we are talking about not knowing. The title of today's show is I Don't Know, or as the kids say, IDK. If you're into TLAs, and that's a joke, three-letter acronyms. That's what TLA stands for. So stop being goofy and silly. I just want to say happy Veterans Day. And thanks to all the veterans at home and abroad. Thank you for your service. And thank you for doing the work that you do and keeping the faith and keeping us safe. So in this part of the show, this segment, I want to talk about control. And before we left off, we were talking about Janet Jackson's seminal song, that seminal piece of art, Control. Now I'm all grown up. And control in relationship, excuse me, to not knowing. And as I was sharing in the last segment, in my last show, Somebody Hurts, we were talking about painful emotions. And I've been dealing with a lot of painful emotions, a lot of stress. And I've been covering up everything with, I can do it all. I can be superwoman, super mom. I can just wear a cape and I can do five things at once. All of this is a lie. Nobody can do that. And everybody hurts. Everybody gets tired. Everybody needs self-care. And that's where I've been. And I think that's also a part of not knowing, is that I don't know what I need. I know that I need to take time for myself. It's finally settling in. I've been doing a lot of meditation. I was taking a meditation course, a beginner series at Seattle Insight Meditation. I can't recommend that highly enough. It's all online now. So even if you're not in the area, go to Seattle Insight Meditation and sign up for the beginner series that will happen again in January. So that has helped me get deeper into myself and hearing that still little voice inside of me. And part of it feels like different ages, probably the inner child of little Brittany at 5. And a lot of it is asking for someone to be nice to me and to take care of me. And that is what I'm trying to do. But in order to take care of myself, I realize the barrier really is control, because I'm trying to control everything outside of me. All the answers are inside and I know what I need to do, but everything outside I'm trying to control. I am not some master deity, as we have already ascertained. I am not a super person, superwoman. But I refuse to give up control. And that's hard. As a Black woman, I was raised in the 70s with the, you can do anything, you can manage everything on your own, you can be smart, capable, a great wife, a great mother, and just lead this fantastic life. And I think also the feminism of the 70s told us that we could have it all. And the same thing in the 80s. And by the time I came of majority in the 90s, late 80s and 90s, and early 2000s, we were starting, our generation, to realize that everybody before us has lied, you cannot have it all. Which leads us to the point of, again, control. I can't focus on a high profile career if I'm now a divorced single mother with a special needs child. Where do I shift my priorities? What is more important, the career, which is all ego, or my child, which is all heart and vulnerability? So again, looking for those places where I can give up control. So what I have done is that I have focused on my child, my special needs child, and I've embarked on a new career with this show. But again, I want it to be something that I don't know what it should be. So during the break, I'll be a little bit more specific. Our producer, the lovely Olivia. Thank you, Olivia. And I were talking about the show and I was asking for feedback on the show with the producing team. And they were like, well, you know, whatever you want it to be, well, we're here to support you. And that's just surprising to me because I'm used to having someone else control things, but I'm in control of this, or am I? It's an illusion again of control. And the show is going to be what the show is going to be. I felt the show was changing and I didn't know if I should change other things. I've only done about 7 shows, give or take, and I just felt like things were different. But again, I'm trying to control the show. The show is its own entity, its own being, and it's becoming its own self. It has its own life force. I'm just the vessel through which the message comes through. And the message is going to change and evolve over time. And I just need to let go, releasing control. So again, everything in my life, all of my decisions and thoughts have come back to control, right? That's what this show is about, how to lose to gain it all. And I'm not giving myself the ability to lose things. I actually have lost 45 pounds in the past 3 months. Didn't plan it, didn't know. I didn't try to control my weight. It just came off naturally, possibly due to stress, but that's neither here nor there. I recently had a physical. Doc's like, you look great. Everything's awesome. Great. And last year she had some concerns about my weight, again, due to stress. But now she's like, things are great because I gave up control. And the thing that I was concerned about happened miraculously without me. So that's a great aha moment for me. Again, you guys get to see me relearning the things that I am trying to impart to the world in real time. I am, again, not perfect, but if I let things go, things actually naturally evolve. Go figure. Go figure. When I release the need to know how I'm going to get to point A to point B, I flow with the universe. I become like water, one of the most powerful elements in the world. But once you're in flow with it, you can be in peace. When I cede control, I am at peace. Let's say that again. When I cede control, I am at peace. Write that down, people. When I cede control, I'm at peace. Where I find that peace is the present moment. Where I've been finding it more and more again and getting myself into the present moment is really through the meditation practice that I am building actively. I am able to find that center. There are times, your mind is going to be monkey mind. It's this, the gentle nudging. Think of that nudge like water, getting back into flow and staying in that present moment. Sometimes you will succeed and sometimes you will not. And that's okay. The acknowledgement that you cannot be in the present moment and that you kept some control over it, it's fine. But as my meditation teacher said, it's the acknowledgement that, oh, that happened. And that's okay. If you just have that 1 second of acknowledgement of like, I couldn't get back to the present moment. That's okay. That's a wonderful thing to notice and just know about that experience. I can't overestimate the power of this session right now. I was going to say something else, but I think this is what's happening for me is that, again, in real time, I'm starting to see the places in myself where I need to let go. And that fear has been the culprit in letting me go. I am working on getting a new full-time job, and I've been trying to figure out how I can jockey and, you know, kind of push the situation a little bit forward faster. But just having that quiet and that stillness has been helpful, because once I let go, I'm just going to let the situation play out the way it's going to be. I know it's going to work, but I wanted it to work faster. That's another thing. Going back to the previous segment, I was talking about how fast I move. I'm a native New Yorker. My mother is 4'10.5". She will say 4'11". God love her. But she always walked and moved so quickly. I am 5'5". And I walked with her when I was little. So I had to walk really quickly when I was a baby. But then as I grew taller, like a foot taller than her almost, not really, but I grew taller. I still started walking fast, and she always kept up with me, and I had the longer legs by that time. But I always kept moving very quickly. Also, again, being a native New Yorker, people just move really quickly. And people ask me, what are people doing? Why are they moving so quickly? I said, I think one, because that's just the nature of the place and that's the natural rhythm. And two, they don't have anywhere to go. A lot of people are just racing to go home. And, you know, that is a place to go if you want to go. I mean, people obviously are going other places, but I would be befuddled when I was living in New York. And after work, I would watch people run to get into a crowded subway car when the next one behind it would be empty. You would get a seat. You would have people pressed up against you. You wouldn't have those funky smells. You wouldn't have weirdness. But it's just if you just waited, right? It's, again, trying to control that situation of, I need to get to the next place. I need to go, right? And that's a control thing. But if had I, you know, just stayed on the platform, even though it was cold or even though it was hot, the next train that was coming would be empty. And you'd find a seat and you'd have a really relaxed way home. And with that, I think we've learned a lot about control. At least I have. I've learned that if I cede control, things work out in my favor. So with that, we are going to go to break. And after the break, we are going to talk about slowing down. So stay tuned. You are with Brittany Miles on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And today we are saying, we don't know, IDK. And we are talking about losing control and slowing down and allowing what is to be. Stay tuned and see you after the break.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace the fear. Find your strength. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Brittany Miles on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All, and welcome. Happy Veterans Day. And to all the veterans at home and abroad, thank you for your service. We appreciate you. Keep on doing what you do and keep the faith. We got your back here at home. So today we've been walking through not knowing. The title of the episode is I Don't Know, or IDK, as the kids say. And we have been walking through the discomfort of not knowing and how you feel when you don't know. Things feel stagnant. There doesn't seem to be any flow. It's just like, I don't know. And that's how I've been feeling. My last live show was Everybody Hurts. Please check that out. And we were talking about difficult emotions. And I think this feeling of I don't know or not knowing is a byproduct of that. As I said, I think it's part of the deep, dark, gooey, icky feelings that we have and going deep inside of them. And once you tunnel in, you start to realize that there's a lot of fear, anger, other types of emotions. And then you get stuck potentially with, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I've processed this feeling. I've been thinking through this feeling. I've journaled. I've talked to a therapist. I've worked with a coach. I've meditated, but nothing is shifting. And part of that maybe lack of shift or is holding on to control. And that's what we talked about in the last segment of like wanting and needing desperately to control things. But when we cede control, everything begins to flow. That was the key aha from the last segment is, and I think I'm saying this correctly, if not, go back to the last segment or stay here, is that everything flows once I cede control. Or if I cede control, everything flows. Works either way. And for me, that's like, because I was talking about water and water being one of the most powerful elements in the world. It can hurt or harm you, but if one goes with the flow, it takes you through the highways and the byways of life, and it can be a pleasant journey. And you can find yourself in a place that you didn't expect to be. And I've had that experience. Another byproduct of being like water is slowing down. And right now, because things feel stagnant for me, it's not that. I think it's just things have slowed down. And as I shared in the last segment, anything, if you know anything about me, I am walking quickly, talking quickly. I'm a native New Yorker. And it's difficult to slow down in that city. Once I moved to Seattle, things changed. There's the whole West Coast vibe. Everything is different. It's a nice slow groove. And once I moved here, I learned that my ways as a New Yorker really just didn't fit. And everyone would say, you're not from here, which used to make me laugh and also made me think, well, what's wrong with me? And there was obviously nothing wrong with me because there's nothing wrong with anyone. It's just that I'm different. And over the past 20 years, I have learned how to slow down my speech in some instances, my mannerisms, and somewhat in the approach to my life. And also approach to life has changed and it slows down because of age. Because everything that you thought was important in your 20s, by the time you get to your 50s, you're like, what? Why did I even care? It's like if I watch The Real World now, if it was still on, I look at that and go, why are these children screaming at each other? Right. But when I was 25, I'd be like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like drama reigns. So again, as a byproduct of age, you do slow down. However, your thoughts don't necessarily always support that. And lately, it's been difficult for my thoughts to support me slowing down because the busyness keeps me in the illusion of, it keeps me with the illusion that I have control. Thank you. So busyness keeps me with the illusion that I have control. Many people do it. Again, it's the super mom, super woman. I can do it all. I can be it all. That's not true. That's complete and total crap. You have to make conscious choices in your life. And slowing down makes you hear that still voice that's deep inside of you. And I talked about earlier, again, my still voice is probably about 5-year-old Brittany, who wants someone to love her and buy her ice cream and pay attention to her. And by slowing down, I'd have to hear more about that. And I would probably go deeper into some of those feelings. And I have been. So the world around me has been slowing down. Once I leave work for the day, the world slows down because work does drive a certain cadence for us all. But once you stop that and you're on your own time, I've found that the world exponentially slows down. So I stop work around 4-ish. And by the time it's 6 or 7 and the house becomes quiet, it's after dinner time, dog's been walked and fed, my daughter's talking with her friends. And now that it's dark, everything is so quiet. And getting between 7 and midnight, those are the longest 5 hours of my life. And I've been finding that slowing down, focusing on what I need. And for me, what I require right now is self-care. So there is someone, Big Brittany, getting herself some ice cream because sweets, she likes sweets. Giving her time in bed to read the things that she likes, allowing her some space to enjoy her hobbies of makeup and skincare and finding out what's new out there in the marketplace and reading reviews. Also self-care of just taking nice hot aromatic baths, doing skincare at night. Those have been restorative, and listening to that inside of me saying, oh, that's what I need, and not trying to do everything. Today is a holiday. The only things I have planned for today was really this show. I had some thoughts that I could do some extra cleaning and, you know, maybe do some shopping and get some other things in and done today. And I'm like, nope, today's a day about me. I have an ear piercing appointment after this show, and I am thoroughly looking forward to it. And it's a great way for me to slow down. I think with COVID, the slowing down of the collective has been challenging, but I think probably a lot of people have learned a lot and gained a lot. Hopefully that they can take in and use for the rest of the year, and then hopefully take into 2021. And for folks that are saying, thank God we're at the end of 2020 and thinks that everything's going to be fixed in 2021, that's crazy, because, you know, just the stroke of midnight doesn't change that. But I think what will change is that we have that new understanding, new appreciation in some cases for slowing down, looking inward, being deep, becoming like water, going with the flow. So hopefully things will change in 2021. But again, I think it's going to be slow. Even as we look, and this is not being political, as we see the shift of power in the United States going from fire to, again, water. Joe Biden is like water. Things are very calm. He goes with the flow. Right. Our previous leader runs to his own drummer, and there's lots of chaos. And right now it feels like the slowness and the calmness and the lack of drama is very healing and restorative. And I think that will bring restoration to our country and to the world as well. There's balance. One finds balance within slowness and stillness. And again, another great aha moment for myself is that in the slowness, I'm finding my balance. All things I know. But as I said at the top of the show, this is real time. Me working through some issues and being super raw and super open and allowing you guys in on the process, because life is messy. And the things I talk about, I want you to realize that are real for me too. I am not perfect. So with that, you're with me, Brittany Miles, the host of Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. We are talking about, I don't know, not knowing, and sitting with that. So we're talking about how slowness brings balance. Another great aha from the show, slowness brings balance, or equanimity, if you are a Buddhist. So stay tuned. And after the break, we're going to talk about do nothing until you hear from me. Sounds a bit mysterious, but we'll learn more. So stay tuned.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back. You're here with Brittany Miles, host of Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And today we've been steeping ourselves in not knowing. The title of the show is I Don't Know, or IDK as the kids say. And I think we've learned a lot. I've been saying throughout the show for real time, just working through a lot of my own stuff with you guys. Showing you that I just don't talk it, I walk it. So you get to have that journey with me, hence the miles to go. I am not perfect. I get stuck like you all do. And I have been stuck. After my last live show Everybody Hurts. Please check that out. I was dealing with some really rough emotions, and then I've been sitting here kind of stuck and not knowing fear, anger, other emotions, realizing that I'm still just trying to control too much of life, my life and the lives of others. And by letting go, I can flow like water by ceding control. And I've also found that my life has been slowing down, something that feels uncomfortable, but through that slowness, we find balance or equanimity. We find our rhythms again. And that was a really big aha moment from the last segment. So now I titled this segment, Do Nothing Until You Hear From Me, which is a song, I think a song in the American Songbook, for those that like American classical pop music from the 20s through the 60s. So that's a standard. For some folks who believe in angel guides and spirit guides, that's something that they say. Do nothing until you hear from me. Same thing for those that believe in God or other deities. It's always been said, like, do nothing until you hear from them. So with that, what I'm trying to say is sometimes you just don't need to do anything. And that's where I am. I don't have to do anything. And I know this is something that I've talked about since the beginning of the show, with kind of my three-step method of how to deal with letting go and surrender, where one takes a breath, then allows their mind to settle, sit in that present moment, and then you have that stillness. And within that stillness, you can realize that you have an action or you don't have an action. And it's okay not to have an action. You don't have to do anything. There are forces in the universe that are going to propel you forward. So whatever you believe about life, my personal belief, there are no coincidences. Everything in your life was meant to happen. And I can say this from my perspective in my life, things that I didn't understand at the time, I ended up learning the story later or figuring it out or seeing the landscape for what it is. And when I do nothing, when I get out of my planning control mode and sit in the silence and the slowness and the stillness, things happen miraculously. And I don't think it's necessarily a miracle, if you will, but it's just allowing things to be as they are, which is what I think is important. And one of the reasons why I love doing this show and sharing this message is that if you allow things to be what they are, you're going to see what is. And then if there's an action for you, again, you'll do it. If there isn't an action, you won't. And if there's not an action, that means that there's something that's going to be delivered to you. Like I was saying, life will either have you meet somebody, or you'll get a letter or an email or a text or a DM, a tweet, an Instagram post, a YouTube video. Somehow the universe will send you a message, which will be something that you cannot miss, that it's totally meant for you. It's a sign, it's a symbol, it's a song, it's a word, and you'll know what to do. So when I say do nothing until you hear from me, life will show you. Life will send you that message. If you are supposed to break up with that person, life will make it so difficult and so uncomfortable that you'll move. For me, losing my house, life made me so uncomfortable, and I swear to God, I felt like everything was falling apart in that house and I just needed to go. And life became much easier and simpler, and I found something better than I realized. So for me, in this situation where I am in this not knowing and trying in every moment to let go of control and trying to savor the stillness, I do realize that there is something better coming, something different. but I'm still holding on. I'm grasping for what I have because, again, I believe things are limited and they're not. There's enough for everybody. There's enough food on this planet to feed everyone. There really should be no hunger, right? There's an abundance of resources for everyone. It's just how we as humans have organized our societies and cultures, and we've created the haves and the have-nots. And we've seen that through the course of human history. But there's enough for everyone. Life fully supports us. We would not be on this planet unless we had the ability to stay on the planet. Otherwise, we would have died out. And we've seen that. So life continues to support us at every turn. It's okay if we don't know. We don't have to do anything. We'll wait until life shows us the way. The sign will be, as I said, unmistakable and might be unremarkable, but it'll be a sign that you know. So with that, to summarize, it's okay. Everything is okay. Everything's fine. There's nothing for me to do. I don't have to be in control. I'm going to slow down right now. I'm going to accept it for the rest of the day. I'm going to do my best to stay present. And I'm just going to wait for life to show me the way. It has so far, and I'm going to let that be. With that, thanks for your time. Thanks for your attention. Please enjoy Veterans Day. Thanks again to all the veterans at home and abroad for your service. And thank you, Olivia, for being here and present as our producer today. And with that, I will see you in 2 weeks. And I will also be on Dr. Pat's show hosting for her while she's out on November 25th, I believe at 10 or 11 a.m. There'll be more, probably some promos around that, but stay tuned and check me out for that. So take care. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Brittany Miles teaches you how to lose to gain it all with the healing power of surrender. Are you ready to lead a happier life? For more information or to connect with Brittany, visit MilesToGoCoaching.com. That's Miles with the number 2, G-O, coaching.com.